In Parshas Chayesara, the Torah devotes a seemingly inordinate amount of space to the story of Eliezer searching for a wife for Yitzchak Avinu. First, the Torah narrates the story as it unfolds. Then, when Eliezer replays it for Lavan and Besuel, the Torah includes that as well. Very, very lengthy account of the whole story. Rashi says about that Yofes Sichoson Shal Avde Ovos Mitoroson Shal Bnei Bonim, meaning that the conversation of the Avde Ovos of Eliezer, who was the servant of Avram, so the Torah devotes so much space to, whereas the Torah, things like Hilchos Shabbos, are encoded very compactly, very tersely, in few words. Yofes Sichoson Shal Avde Ovos Mitoroson Shal Bnei Bonim. But what does it mean? I heard once a very beautiful explanation from Rav Nissen Alpert, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. Rav Nissen Alpert was a leading Talmud and protege of Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. So Rav Alpert said, when we look in the annals of Gedolei Yisrael, we find that different Gedolim had different styles. The Vilna Gaon expressed profound Torah and novel ideas in few words, very sparingly. By contrast, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was much more elaborate, much more expansive, and told stories. Rav Alpert said the difference in style is to be attributed to the subject matter of their teaching. The Gaon taught Halacha, he taught Kabbalah. These ideas can be expressed compactly, they can be expressed tersely. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was teaching Midos, he was teaching Emunah. These need to be presented more elaborately, they need to be presented with stories that bring the ideas to life, that give real life illustrations of the Midos, of the Emunah. And that, Rav Alpert said, is the Pshat. The Toroson Shel Bnei Bonim lends itself to being presented tersely, compactly. The Sichoson of the Avdei Ovos, the conversation of the servant of the Ovos, which deals with Midos, the defining essential quality that Eliezer was searching for in a wife, a Yitzchak, was the Midah of Chesed. That requires a more elaborate presentation. The truth is that the elaborate presentation, when talking about Midos, when talking about Chesed, is the best that one can do in terms of verbal teaching. But the most effective way of teaching is by providing example, by illustrating, by being a role model. One of my most poignant and powerful memories from my childhood is accompanying my father. I was a young child at the time, and my father, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, he would go visit regularly in an old man who, in his younger years, had been their family physician. And when I saw the sensitivity with which my father treated him, the respect and the dignity he conferred upon him, and I saw the chiyus that the person got, I saw just how meaningful it was to the person, I learned about chesed volumes that I don't know that I could have ever learned through the spoken word. Whatever understanding I have of kibud av va'em, what it means to be mosa nefesh for kibud av va'em, what it means, how to render service. Again, I know from having seen the sterling example of my parents engaging in kibud av va'em vis-a-vis their parents. And the need to teach chesed and midos by example means that even though ordinarily hatsnei leches im Hashem Elokecha, the midah of tznius ordinarily dictates that whenever possible we should do things without anyone knowing about it. Any gratuitous attention, any unnecessary audience compromises what we do. It diminishes, it demeans any mitzvah if there's gratuitous attention. But to involve our children, our grandchildren, at least some of the time, is not gratuitous. It's so necessary because it's in that way that we impart to them the Torah's chayim, the living Torah of how to do chesed, what it means to do chesed, and just how meaningful chesed is to their beneficiaries.